More on some government services. Now, Ben Charles and his Crazy Faith Outreach have been banned from serving food to the homeless in a public parking lot in Olympia. On Friday, Olympia's building official, Tom Hill, told us the group was creating a public safety hazard by drawing large numbers of people to an already crowded block. Today, we're joined by Ben Charles, the founder and organizer of Crazy Faith Outreach, to hear what he has to say. Ben Charles, thanks for talking to us.
Yes, it's good to hear from you. How are you today?
I'm very good. Now, you received an order from the police banning you from organizing in the parking lot. Do you think this is fair?
No, I don't. I think there's a whole bunch of other things that are going on, and we just happen to be the brunt of some of the fallout for a lot of other things happening in the city.
Like what?
Well, I guess first off, I mean, our Crazy Faith Outreach street feeds, to the best of our knowledge, are perfectly legal, and we're going to continue helping our street family right where they're at. Because we're not importing these folks. They're already there. I don't know if you watch the news or not, but one of the news stories, they said, one of the business owners said, well, they're helping these folks that are already here. So we're not breaking any laws by helping people. And there's no rules or restrictions or regulations on that parking lot. Now, how do I know that? Because before all of this, I actually spoke with Tom Hill on the phone about this. And he said, he called me back twice, we've talked, and he said, you are breaking no rules, no rights or regulations, and there's no permits for what you're doing. So when the city is saying that we can't be there, I think it's just a bunch of malarkey.
So are you going to stay there even in the face of a police ban?
Well, since we're not doing anything wrong, I don't think that we have to leave.
All right, well, here's...
We work hard to keep the place clean during and after every gathering, no matter where we're at. We're not just serving down there. We go to the reservations all over. I'm from the Lower Elwha Clallam Tribe in Port Angeles, and we travel to all the different reservations doing numerous things. This is just one event that we do.
So Tom Hill, when we spoke to him, he said the city's concerned about public safety. He said you're drawing too many people to what's already a busy block. And he said on Friday that he went out the night before, Thursday night, to take a look at the event. Here's what he said.
Individuals wanting the meals, they'll cross in the traffic, causing the drivers going down that particular street to either have to make a movement to swerve to avoid them, put on their brakes abruptly. And we're concerned not only for the drivers, but we're concerned for those individuals who are crossing the street and potentially their safety as well.
So do you think that's true? They're concerned of safety, and your crowd is not obeying traffic laws, jaywalking laws?
No, I don't think they're doing anything other than what average citizens were doing at. And we encourage them, hey, we even have people stationed on the sides where we're serving that tell people, hey, use the crosswalk. I mean, we're taking action. I went down and observed, actually, Saturday night, October 4th, downtown at the Art Walk. You want to talk about chaotic and something that's been overgrown. The Art Walk, there were hundreds of people blocking traffic, causing drivers to have to take evasive action just to not only save themselves, but save the pedestrians in the street. Oh, my Lord, that event should be shut down and never happen again.
So, Ben Charles, you're going to be there Thursday night?
We will be there Thursday night.
All right, Ben Charles, we're going to track this with you. Ben Charles is head of Crazy Faith Outreach. Olympia says that their work in a public parking lot in Olympia is creating a public safety hazard. He says no. Ben Charles, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Hey, you have a good day, too. This is The Record.